WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In a time of stringent cutbacks for the arts, Lincoln Center, under the directorship of former New York Times music critic John Rockwell, has spent $8.5 million on a three-week international arts festival, which concludes Sunday. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz spent last weekend in New York attending performances.
Every year, New York City used to proclaim itself a summer festival. For the past 3 weeks, it really was. Lincoln Center Festival 96 presented some of the most admired companies and controversial productions in the world. Like Ocean, the last joint effort in the 50-year partnership between John Cage, the late guru of chance music, and Merce Cunningham, the perhaps greater guru of modern dance. Ocean took place outdoors, after dark. The audience surrounded a circular stage to see 15 beautiful dancers in dark blues, greens, purples, and startling coral, buffeted by imaginary tides and supporting each other in some of Cunningham's most poignant balances, while 112 live musicians surrounded the audience, and the lights of New York surrounded the theater. When the 77-year-old Cunningham hobbled onto the stage for his ovation, it was as if the dance had all taken place inside his head. Then there was a new work that tried to recreate what happens within everyone's head, Brain Opera by MIT's electronic music pioneer Todd Machover. For the first time, I thought his interactive electronic gizmos had more substance than most of the music itself. 84 free performances were packed. And good luck finding a ticket for Dublin's Gate Theatre, which is performing all 19 stage works of Samuel Beckett together for the first time in America. For me, the centerpiece of the festival was avant-garde director Robert Wilson's Houston Grand Opera production of what I think is the great American opera, Virgil Thompson and Gertrude Stein's Four Saints in Three Acts. I was hoping Wilson's eccentric and elegant visuals might illuminate Stein's no-nonsense nonsense, or Thompson's radiant spirituals, hymn tunes, and social dances. But they rarely meshed. A director needs to lead the audience through the verbal and musical mazes of this piece, not set up more barriers, though a few moments captured the right spirit. Like a flock of white cut-out sheep suddenly rising from the stage. Yet I can't remember which music was playing when that took place. Still, the conductor, Dennis Russell Davies, built Thompson's glorious and spunky ensembles into ecstatic climaxes, and Sanford Sylvan as St. Ignatius sang with the profound simplicity and sincerity that is at the heart of this opera. Every word seemed to mean something to him, so it meant something to us. In some ways, though, it didn't matter that not everything worked. All over New York, people were excited about music and theater and dance. How much of that $8.5 million price tag was it worth just to be able to stroll down Broadway and overhear people arguing about Gertrude Stein?
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Lincoln Center Festival 96 ends this weekend with a tribute to Yehudi Menuhin.